You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Our Sunday morning adventure into the world of, dancing today? Yeah, let's talk about that. I got a few surprises for you as the show progresses. I'm your host, Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it. So what do we talk about today? It's the music of the stars. Let's see. How about the stars? Let's talk about this. No, not the ones in the sky today. There are days and weeks yet to come when we get into that, when the stars are more noticeable since the days are, dare I say it, shortening. I guess I'll dare. No, let's talk about the human stars. Some of the stories behind their successes and failures and some of the great music they made, huh? This November 5th, we'll be on the air for 2 years over the Civic Media Network. It's an honor and a pleasure. And to all the stations we cover out there, good morning. Music of the stars. Cy Mann and the orchestra.
Better yet, get her roses and lollipops and roses. We try acting grown up, but
the days of wine and roses and you. you. The days of wine and roses, the lonely, the night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Music of the Stars. That's not a happy song. Frank makes it so, and that's all fine and good, but it's Johnny Mercer and Hank Mancini from a movie back in 1961 and 2 when it was produced and finally released with Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. And the topic is anything but happy. I'm the host of the Music of the Stars, and I want to say welcome aboard, everybody. Doris Day, Floribunda Rose, growing in Tallahassee, Florida, in a Florida wind. Robert Farnon in the orchestra.
She is watching by the poplars, Colinette with her sea blue eyes. She is watching and longing and waiting where the long white roadway lies, and the song stirs in the silence as the wind in the boughs above. She listens and starts and trembles. 'Tis the first little song of love. Roses are shining in Picardy in the hush of the silver dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. Tis the rose that I keep in my heart.
Tune by Hayden Wood. And Robert Farnon's orchestra. Doris Day.
The note you sent, I wasn't meant to see. Why did they leave me someone else's roses? The kind of rose you always chose for me. But still, I never will forget you. And true, you said you'd always be. You sent your love with someone else's roses. Won't you tell me it was really meant for me?
That's an old Parlophone 78 with Steve Lawrence. Edie Gourmet. Here's a tearjerker.
It's over. All over. And soon somebody else will make a fuss about you, but how? it's over, all over, and soon somebody else will tell his friends about you. But how about me?
Nino Rota wrote that for Romeo and Juliet. Late 60s. Irving Berlin wrote How About Me. I think it's one of Edith's finest, and not too many people are familiar with it. I like breakup songs. Have to tell you. Have to wonder if some of these came from previous experience. How about a little early morning drama with Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman? No, not funny. Carol did a lot of skits, some very serious, like this one I'll play for you. This may be the best rendition of this tune I'm about to play than any other, in my opinion. She was a great singer with a super powerful voice. But there's a story here, and it's from her show, and sometime the Carol Burnett show got very serious indeed. This scene is a vignette. Carol Burnett is a secretary working for her boss, of which she's had quite a crush on for years in the story. The boss is Harvey Korman. He's going to get married and wishes her well and all that sort of thing. And, well, here, listen.
Bye-bye.
Laugh, clown, laugh. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a happy fellow. You're supposed to brighten up the place and laugh, clown, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown.
Edie Gourmet, Frank Sinatra Jr.
I'd like to do a vintage song, if I may call it that. And I'd like to dedicate this to my mother. If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer, but summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace, that's Nancy with a laughing face. Did you ever hear mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No one could ever replace my Nancy with a laughing Taylor. My Nancy's the feature, they're just the trailer. No angel could replace my Nancy with the laughing face.
Frank Sinatra Jr. on the Ed Sullivan Show. Remember the title of the Ed Sullivan Show at the beginning in 1948? Sunday evenings was Toast of the Town. Ann Margaret, born in Sweden. Real name Ann Margaret Olsen. Set her sights on Hollywood early. And the reason she went just by her first name is to protect her parents from the paparazzi. Never really took herself too seriously. I think that adds to her appeal. Got a Golden Globe for Pocketful of Miracles. Her first picture, 1961. But in State Fair the next year, 1962, with Bobby Darin, that's her true essence, I think. She had auditioned for the girl next door, Margie, but they thought, let's cast her as the bad girl, Emily. Then she made Bye Bye Birdie, 1963, Kim McAfee. And Margaret Olsen.
try not to learn, since this is the perfect spot to learn. Oh, teach me tonight, starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me
Margaret with Marty Page's orchestra. Jean DePaul wrote that. Jane Seymour.
Waves regular, daytime glorifies regular, does regular as a foreign on land, does with sign nine bar.
There's a rare version of Jane Seymour at the microphone. You remember her from this picture, I'm sure. Somewhere in Time, John Barry's theme.
Mm-hmm. was she?
I never saw her in my life.
What did she give you?
Oh, my God.
Is this a party or what? Let's have some cake.
Yeah.
Talking about Jane Seymour. 1980,
How
somewhere in
play?
Time.
Did you enjoy it? Are you all right?
Great picture. Long before she was Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, she was a fashion designer. Had her own business, embroidering, knitting, crocheting. Made her own clothes when she was just 15. In 1922, she got the role of a lifetime with James Bond, Live and Let Die, played solitaire, and she had to polish up her American accent. Headed to Hollywood, Captains and Kings, 1976, her first job, miniseries. Yeah, her most famous movie role, Elise McKenna, opposite Christopher Reeve. Still has her costume.
I'll find it hard to live without you near, and then I'll make a start, pretend that you weren't here, and learn to love again, forget the misery.
music of the stars. Andy Williams, theme from Paganini. We started out doing songs about roses. Here's one. Let's do Jack Nicholson.
The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose. Quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'en dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cour, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
Daisy is darling, iris is sweet, lily is lovely, blossom's a tree. Of all the sweethearts I've yet to meet, well, I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Camellia's tragic, she can't be mine. Magnolia's magic makes Maggie shine. Laurel will hug you, orchid's divine. Still I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. Why, she's clingier than ivy, and she's zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybell in June. Oh, I'm daffy as a daffodil. It's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. Pansy is pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses, two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all. Still, I finally chose an American Beauty Rose. She's clingier than ivy, and she's zingier than black-eyed Susan, springier than Maybell in June. Oh, I'm daffy as a daffodil. It's laughable the way I thrill when roses are in bloom. That pansy's so pretty, willow is tall, violet's kisses, two lips recall. How can I choose one? I love them all. Still I finally chose. Can you guess who I chose? Yep, I finally chose an American Beauty Rose.
Mitch Miller, no really, with Francis. Hal David. Ray Evans wrote that. Stand by for news and a surprise after news. A story about dancing the night away with a stranger. No, it's not scary, but it's sad. Yeah, yeah. I like sad songs. Nat Cole, Phil Harris's theme song, Rose Room. When we come back after news on the Music of the Stars, Billy Goldenberg's classic Broadway flop, Ballroom. Phil Harris, Duke Ellington here. This song got a lot of lyrics. Nobody ever sings them, except Betty Hutton, if I remember. We'll do that later. The Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network. Around the world, civicmedia.us. Be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.